Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Brand Sisters. I'm Alexis.
I'm Claire.
And today we're going to be talking about a fundamental. This is something that we go over with our clients. This is something we say all the time. So I really wanted to make sure we did an episode that people could come back to if they need clarification on
it. That's great.
And it's how to find your voice.
Ooh.
Your brand voice. Oh. Not just your voice, your brand voice. Because this is something, especially, you know, in what we do, I think that we talk with our clients all the time about their visual brand. Like, a lot of people come to us because they want the visual brand and they don't understand the infrastructure behind that that leads to the visual aspect.
Yeah.
And then as we start working, they realize how important those fundamentals and essentials are. And one of those things is your brand voice. So you sound distinct and have, you know, clarity on what that is. So let's start by defining brand voice. It's really the personality of your brand. Like your brand's persona, if you will. And I also think that one of the things that I like to think about as well is like how you approach your subject, right? So it's really your brand humanized. And the thing that I'll say about this before I'd like to make a distinction. For most people, that brand voice is rooted in who they are. Most of the businesses that we work with, right? Because you are so much a part of your brand. That being said, there's obviously businesses that build a whole brand voice and brand persona based on something different entirely. Like, and often that's around like products or like I'm thinking big names like Coca-Cola or like the, and maybe, and not just big things, but you're creating a persona that isn't you. But for those of us that are the person behind our brand, it's really how our voice comes through what we're doing, what we're selling, our services. Okay, so I hope that that adds clarity to like what brand voice is. It's really the persona behind your brand and how you're going to present it through your voice, right? We're not talking about visuals here. We're talking about one of these fundamental pillars. So today I want to talk about how to find your brand voice, how to develop it and use it. And again, this is something that we do with our clients. So let me share. Okay. The first step is really to know your mission. And I mean, everything is really rooted in your mission. And I get kind of hesitant to say this because I think mission statement is like such a buzzword and like, it sounds corporate.
It does.
And I don't like that part of it. And I've tried to find like a different way to say it. But the bottom line is it's your mission. And I want like, think of your mission, not just like a statement that embodies you, but it's like your purpose, your vision, what you're doing, who you're helping, how you're doing it. And you have to know it. And I think a lot of people know it, but they have a hard time articulating it. And like, you have to have it articulated. It should be, it's like what everything's derived from, right? I mean, talk about copy and everything, but like absolutely your brand voice too. And I want to clarify something. When I work with clients on this step, a lot of people write and start telling me about why they're doing what they're doing. But in the sense of like, I want my kids to see that they can do anything. And like, they kind of, they lose track of the, what they're actually doing and go to like, because I want other people to know that, you can come back from, I'm like, no,
right.
That's not your mission. That may be a part of your personal why. That is not your mission though. And that can be a part of your brand values for sure. But like your mission isn't like, it's not your personal mission. It's your company's, your business, your brand mission.
And I feel like those are obviously like they're interwoven, but we do have to appreciate the fact that like our customers or clients, like they don't necessarily care about that. Like,
absolutely.
I'm sure that they would if they knew us personally,
when
but it's important
to
like, but it's important to have that like distinction where like, I am not like me and my business. There isn't like an equal sign between those two. Like there are certain things that we have to sort of like separate and have like boundaries, you know, but obviously they feed into each other. I think there's a good distinction because I feel like it's really easy for them to kind of, for us to like confuse the,
I mean, honestly, most of the clients that I've worked with start there and it's so cool that they go there right off the bat because you can tell it means so much to them. And I almost have to like, that's great. Let's talk about that in your values. But like, what is your company's mission statement, your brand mission statement? So it is important. And whether or not, I do think it's important to end up articulating this into a statement, but whether or not it's like, and it should be a working thing, right? I mean, it should be something that you're continually analyzing. Like, am I still fulfilling my mission? If not, like, what do I need to modify? But everything's rooted in your mission. So we should really try to find a better word, a thing for mission statement. Let's work on that. If anybody has any ideas, let us know. Okay. So the second thing you should think about when you're working on your brand voice is what you want your audience to experience from your brand. This is something that you really then flip on them, right? So what do you want them to gain, feel from the experience that they have from your brand? And the reason why it's important to think about this is, number one, it keeps it focused on your ideal client and your audience, not on you. And secondly, is it then helps determine how you're going to achieve that. Like, and the words you use and the copy and the phrases and all those type of things and the voice that you develop to make sure that they get that experience that you are designing for them. I mean, right? You talk about this with visual branding too. Like, you're creating a visual experience and like, it's the same with your, your brand voice. Like, you're creating an experience for them, and that's on you to design, not on them to like figure out on their own.
Yeah. I feel like we talk a lot about that, where like, you have to curate the experience for them. It's not about them like coming to you and like somehow contriving what you, what they think they should be getting from you. You know, like, you really have to like take them step by step. We talk about that a lot with like websites. You know, it's like, when they come to the website, you need to make it obvious like what the next step is. You know, like, you can't just leave everything up to the visitor, because then it's not going to go anywhere.
And that's the same for our brand infrastructure. You're designing that. You're curating it. Okay. The third, and I would say this is related to audience experience, and it's going to transition us right into the next step, but it's the tone towards your subject. And people are so different about this, and this is really where your personality comes into it. So it's like more on you. So do you approach your subject, whatever it is that you do, sell, serve, how do you approach that? Do you use like a humorous tone to like break down barriers? Do you have a sense of reverence towards what you create? Do you want to be approachable and relatable, or do you want it to be, have an elevated feel to it where people are climbing, you know, ascending towards like whatever you're saying? Like, you have to really think about that tone. And again, a lot of that is about your personality, because you can't be, unless you're creating a brand persona, like we talked about, for a big, in a different way, you can't be something you're not in this sense. So you really need to think about the tone that you take towards your subject.
Don't you remember talking about that? Like, when we were planning this out, and we were like, we want to be playful, but not like too playful. Because we saw a lot of websites that we really liked, and we're like, oh, like Jenna Kutcher's, for example, has like such a relatable tone. You were like, oh, that's so cool. But like, that's not,
it's not
totally us, you know? So I feel like you have to kind of,
No, I was going to say that you often like intuitively know my next step. Step four is to do some research on what you like and don't like. This is where market research is really important. I think sometimes we get comparisonitis when we look around too much, but there are certain times where you absolutely should look around. So at this time, like, think, do some research on people in your field. And what are things that you really like about what they're doing? And what are some things that you really don't like? And this is not to be mistaken on trying to copy someone else's brand, because that won't work out for you. But it's about thinking about what things that you like and not like. So like, yes, exactly that. Like, we were like doing some kind of research. We loved parts of Jenna Kutcher's website, but her tone or approachability was like, we're not like that. Like, we're not that playful. And then there was other, I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that we looked at that were not as accessible, you know, and then so many other things. And I know for me, when we were developing our list of brand, brand voice phrases, which we'll get to in a second, and brand voice words, like, I hated when people in our industry use like femme power, boss babe. Mm-hmm. That's such a turnoff to me.
Yeah.
And that's not at all who I am, even though like we do work with women a lot, but like, how do we then empower women and make people feel without being that way? Mm-hmm. And so it is really important to kind of look around and like, what do you like? What do you not like? What resonates with you? What doesn't resonate with you? Mm-hmm. So I think that that's really important.
Yeah.
The fifth step then, after you've done the research, you've thought about the experience, you have your mission, you think about the tone, is to create like a very simple do's and don'ts list. Mm. So these are things I do want to include in my voice. I do want to use these kind of words. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. Yeah. I don't like when people do this. And this isn't, this should be kind of like your, after all that, what can I put together? Mm-hmm. You're not being so exacty on this. Just jot it down.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say at this point. Like really, this should be like something that you're working on and continually putting into like, these are things that I do want to include in my voice. These are things that I want to make sure are never a part of my voice. And then lastly from that, then finally putting together a brand voice document. Mm. I mean, there's like so many charts for this and tables, and that's great. I'm just kind of a simple doc sort of person when it comes to this. And when it comes to this point, I think it's important to do words and phrases. Mm. And the root of all your copy will be drawn from your brand voice document. Mm. I mean, when we work with our clients, when we've done this for our own business, I mean, how many times do we go back to that document?
Yeah. Yeah.
We go back to that doc all the time, especially when we're developing pretty important pieces of copy, like taglines or what we're doing in call to action buttons, like those things that are continually used. We go back to that brand voice doc all the time.
Totally.
And when we work with our clients and we put together their brand deck and then putting together their websites, that brand voice doc and brand voice page is kind of like the Bible, the like go-to, go back to for everything. Mm-hmm. And I think for you and I too, like in our business, that's something that I don't know if we've modified it as much as continually adding to it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that you realize like, oh yes, like I'm using these couple of words together, and then you can kind of create phrases and you're adding it there. Or it's like more of what we don't like in the industry that you can add to. And it's a working document and something that is the baseline for everything that you do.
I always think of it like, you know, you'll appreciate this as an English teacher, but like, it's like an outline, you know? I mean, like you put all this stuff together beforehand, and then like, once you go to like write your essay, like everything is just like there and you're just pulling from it and like giving it more, you know, depth or breadth or whatever, you know? I feel like that's what that's been for us is like, I've referenced that so many times, you know? And it's really easy. I feel like you see other people and you're, especially on social media, you know, like you're engaging with so many other people in your industry, you know? And so it's like, you're seeing what everyone else is doing. It's really easy to like almost stray off path, you know? And then kind of going back and be like, oh yeah, like, no, that's who we are. You know, like this is who we are. And like, this is where I want to pull from. I don't want to get too like muddled, you know, by like everybody else's influence. I think it's important to have that, like you said, like Bible, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a really good point that it's the investment of time to do this saves you time in the long run. Mm-hmm. Additionally, it helps you stay focused to who you are.
Yeah.
And ultimately back to your mission statement, like, which is the foundation of it all, right? To stay true to who you are, true to what you're doing, and not get swayed or influenced in a way that makes you want to veer, right? I mean, being influenced and swayed and inspired is one thing, but being like, oh, I should, you know, investing in the fundamentals really help you stay focused and also just help you have clarity and understanding and confidence in who you are as a brand. So I'm excited because some of the future episodes that we have planned, I mean, almost everything references brand voice. So it's so important to make sure that you really develop and find your brand voice and are consistently using it on your website, on your blog posts, email marketing, social media, the way you're speaking, that's really comes across and is apparent in the experience you're creating for your audience and all you do.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
Great.
I did have one question though.
Yeah.
Just kind of talking about what we were sort of moving towards. Like, do you feel like it's okay for some people to have commonalities with other people in their industry? You know, like, I feel like that can be something that comes up a lot, you know, as we're working with people, where it's like, how much is too much, you know, to have in common with other people? And then how much is like having your own, cause how unique can you be? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of a big question, but I feel like that's something that like clients bring up a lot, you know, where it's like, how do I differentiate without being too off, you know, or out of the industry?
My thoughts are that when you build a comprehensive brand, there's so many components to it, right? There's like your social media marketing, there's your website, there's your visual aesthetics, there's your brand voice, values, mission. And comprehensively, there's so many components to that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just focused on like, this is what my Instagram looks like, or this is what my website looks like, I don't think that there's often enough to distinguish.
Mm.
But when you work on building all of the pieces and really truly work on building a brand that represents you and what you want to do, I just feel like that's when you have to sometimes put blinders on, you know, realizing like, this is who I am. This is what my brand is, who, you know, who I'm serving, and then just stay in your lane. Not in the sense of like, you know, not that you can't know what's going on around you, but trust that like you're in the right lane.
I love that.
Thanks. Thank you. That's my thoughts. Okay. So if you want to find out more about Brand Voice, we have a blog post about this. You can check out our podcast. We're going to have some posts related to Brand Voice soon. And you could also find us on Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest. And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.